And welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and got a couple guests joining us here for this next couple segments. We're going to be talking about Flint Hills Christian School. They've got a project that they are getting ready to start here soon. And a couple guests joining me via Zoom. We have the steering committee chairperson for the campaign, Dennis Mullen. You might remember him, former member of the Kansas Board of Regents. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we've also got joining us here the director of advancement at Flint Hills Christian School, and her name is Jordan Candido. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. A pleasure to have you both on here. And we haven't really, I've touched on it a little bit, I know, in the news a few months ago. We learned about the project, I think, when they presented in Pottawatomie County Commission meeting. But this is called the Raising Warriors. Is that the name of the campaign, Jordan?
Yeah, yes, it is. Raising Warriors campaign.
All right. And so let's talk about, first of all, how you both are involved in the campaign. Dennis, I know you're the steering chairperson. Kind of explain what your role here is.
I'm actually honorary chair. There's another chair to the committee, but honorary chair. And have been involved in Flint Hills Christian School since inception. And have a passion for it, so I'm thrilled to be part of the campaign to expand it.
All right, and yeah, expansion. And I've looked. There's a great website that you can check it out. It's part of the Flint Hills Christian School website, and it talks about the expansion. It's going to be done in three phases here. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. The school is just getting at the point where it's beyond what the original school was built for. We built that school for about 150 students. Today we're at about near 180 students with waiting lists in several of the classes. And so it is certainly the time for expansion, where we're thrilled to have phase one add in really more than doubling the size of the original facility and adding two classes for each of the grade schools, pre-K through sixth grade in the new wing, and then taking and remodeling the old wing to more benefit to the middle school and high school students. For those that don't know, we are a pre-K through 12 school.
Yeah, and I was just over in that area this past weekend, just kind of looking at the facilities there. And, you know, for K through 12, and I know the enrollment's not huge, 180, but still, that's a small space. And if you're gonna grow, it makes sense to expand. And you got a lot of room to grow in that little parcel of land there.
Well, actually, we've got 15 acres that we bought originally, so. You know, we've got all that land all the way to XL Road on the other side of Green Valley there. And we're thrilled we bought it back then with the idea of expansion. And as you have seen, if you've looked at the plans, that phase two will add additional classrooms to the high school area. And certainly, in addition, phase three actually adds a soccer field out in the other area that we have reserved. So we're pretty excited about the changes. I'm not going to look forward beyond our existing campaign. It's a $6.8 million campaign. So we've got a challenge ahead of ourselves to get that phase one done.
All right. Very good. Well, in terms of raising money for this, I know it's always a challenge to raise money, Jordan. How is that being done, and where are you at in terms of raising money?
Sure, certainly. Yeah, it is easier said than done. If we don't, as you may know, you know, we're a private school. We don't receive any tax money, any federal money, that sort of thing. So any expansion project that we undergo, we fundraise for it ourselves. So it's been a lot of building relationship with our existing donor base, and then going out and seeking other donors. And we're now very excited to be in the public launch phase of this campaign versus the quiet side of things, you know, going personally to people and asking them to plug themselves in. How does God desire for them to steward their money? And is this a opportunity that God speaks to them and says, hey, let's advance Christian education in the Manhattan area? And that's really what it comes down to, is people who see our mission and have a passion for it. It's incredible to see just the mountains that God is moving for us. Our initial feasibility study said, you know, you'd probably be able to raise about 3.4 million, something in that range, with a stretch goal of 3.7. But wow, God is good. We're currently sitting at $5.8 million with an overall goal of 6.8. So we're so close to what we need to be able to provide an excellent facility to support our excellent academics. It's incredible.
That is pretty good. And yeah. Imagine if you're that far, you'll probably reach that goal here maybe before the end of the year.
Yeah, God is good. And, you know, if that is how it ends up for us, then we'll just roll that additional funding into these next phases. That's part of the benefit of having all of our plans parceled out in phases, is there's no question as to, okay, how do we move forward? If God releases such a bounty to us, how can we plug that in? How can we continue this progress in Christian education for this area? And boom, we've got other plans in place. Let's roll this. Let's see how far God wants this to go. Now's the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a complete addition here for the elementary education wing. That'll be a part of phase two. And, you know, it's there's mobile units, I think, right now outside on the, I forget if it's on the east side of the building, I think. So those would go away. And is that where the expansion would go then, that direction?
On phase two, it would. As we expand the high school and junior high area, we're able to do away with the mobile units, which would be exciting for us. You know, it makes it hard, particularly in the cold weather, that our kids have to go outside to get to several of the classes, because we've already outgrown the facility we have.
This new wing would go kind of out towards this side. If you're familiar with the area, we've got like a fire station and an EMT building almost in our front yard, sort of thing. It would be off our existing building towards that direction.
Okay.
And Dennis is, he's being modest about how excited we are about getting rid of those modulars in the back. I think we might have a burning party.
Very good. Well, yeah, that's exciting. And I know that there's going to be some potential road improvements. I don't know if this has been finalized yet or not, but you know, that is such a growing area of our community in the Blue Township area, and getting in and out of the building, I think there's only one way right now. Is there talks, I don't know where the discussion's at, but talks of extending maybe an entrance on the north side there? What's the road there? Elk Creek?
XL. Yeah.
Or XL.
There are. We're going, you know, safety of our kids is important. A lot of our kids walk to the school each day. We've been working, as you know, Brandon, with Pottawatomie County, not only to share with them that this will allow us to have more parking and also allow us to bring the driveway and exit out to XL Road so that we have a complete flow of traffic in and out. But also they're working with us to better safety zones, school zones that we don't have, markings for pedestrian walkways. The bridge there that goes over Green Valley Road is really a high risk for a lot of our kids that are walking to school. You know, heaven forbid, you know, it's a pretty small bridge to begin with. But if you're meeting cars both ways and your kids are walking in that same bridge, you can imagine how scary that is, and particularly in the winter months when there's ice and snow in addition. So we're really happy that Pottawatomie County is working with us. They, as I understand it, have really moved up the priority of both the intersections and that bridge in particular to help the safety of our kids. So we're very thrilled to have them part of this campaign.
Yeah, we talk about that bridge a lot here in the news. That bridge needs improvement. There's no question about it. There, just for being safe, a safety concern there for all the kids. I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and talk more about this capital campaign here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.